It could mean the end of the Big 12. Maybe. Possibly. Who knows? But the possibilities have the nation's top athletic programs scrambling like a second grader at a game of musical chairs. When the conference shuffle begins, nobody wants to get left out. Even if, as UT Athletics Director DeLoss Dodd says, it is all just rumor and conjecture.
But there's smoke, and you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I think something comes of this, over a period of time, maybe by summer.
That's when the Big Ten could announce its new teams. And again, if too many are from the Big 12, that could send Big 12 schools scrambling for a safe place to land. Dodds says Texas would like nothing more than to stay in the Big 12. If there's no Big 12 left...
We're going to have to, reevaluate what we're doing, where we are, and what we're going to do next.
But again, for now, there's nothing concrete. Of course, that's not stopping Longhorn fans from debating the possibilities. Fans like Pete Elam.
I don't know. What do we decide about that?
And Austin Riley.
Where do we land on that?
Two students who think some move is inevitable.
I think it would be good for them to go to the SEC.
I don't think that's where we landed on that.
No, but I thought we were looking at the Pac-10. You said they were going to go to the Pac-10, wasn't it?
Yeah, SEC would be better than Pac-10.
Pac-10, I don't think they should go to. SEC, I'd be okay with them going to the SEC.
The SEC would make sense for several reasons. Number one, the league already has a $3 billion television contract with teams playing on four different network channels. Add the Longhorns, who would bring Dallas, Houston, and much more of Texas, and the contract size would easily increase. Number two, Texas almost made the move to the SEC back in 1992, according to former SEC Commissioner Harvey Schiller. During an interview this week on Paul Feinbaum's national sports show, Schiller said trying to add Texas then was an easy choice to make.
I mean, it had everything you wanted. Complete commitment to men's and women's program, a strong history, well-funded institution, complete commitment financially to their programs, would travel, their fans travel, number of television homes that would have been added.
But Schiller says state lawmakers and other political players worked to block the move. And eventually, the Big 12 was born. Feinbaum says the University of Texas offers a similar, if not more stunning, cachet now, which makes it the school at the top of everyone's list if and when the conference shuffle takes place. The dominoes won't begin to fall until the Big Ten makes its move, but Feinbaum thinks Texas and other schools already have their plans in place, just waiting for the signal. UT Athletic Director DeLoss Dodds won't admit there are any plans in place, but he sounds like a man who knows no matter what happens, the Longhorns will land on their feet.
We control a state with 23 million TV sets, and everybody has an interest in the University of Texas, so we're going to always be fine. It may just be, we may change our world some.
And what a world it could be. A dream football season with home games against Florida and LSU instead of Iowa State and Baylor. Moving the nation's number one baseball team to what's considered the country's number one baseball conference. And then there's the chance to avenge that national title game loss to Alabama by adding the Crimson Tide to the schedule every year. Huh. Maybe that's more of a nightmare. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.